Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Robbie Motter, the host of Diva Strategies for Success, where every week I bring you a dynamic guest. And today's guest is really very dynamic. Her name is Jamie Natel. She is the CEO of Blue Eyed Pictures, which Blue Eyed Pictures is a multifaceted company that produces commercial, live digital content, EPKG corporate films, and is now moving into the future film arena. They first opened their first office in Japan in 1998 and since then have expanded to London and Los Angeles, and they plan to work closely with its roster of commercial directors to develop, produce, and finance their independent feature projects. But with extensive production experience and resources at their fingertips, they can budget and schedule their clients' films. Welcome, Jamie. How are you?
I'm good, Robbie. Thanks for having me on the show.
I'm going to have you tell our listeners a little bit about your background, because I cannot get into my computer to print that list that you gave me. So we're going to work from there until I can.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. I'm originally from Chicago. I started working at Touchstone Pictures in feature films and gradually moved my way towards shorter format and working in the commercial arena. I did live in Tokyo for 6.5 years, London 2 years, and Los Angeles. I moved back, actually, on 9/11. So I lived abroad for a long time and really felt, while living in Japan, I segued back into the commercial arena after I started in film and then ended up coming out to Tokyo for a job interview. And I ended up staying in Tokyo and producing a TV show for Tokyo Broadcasting System that's actually still on the air. It's called Tea Time. It's sort of their talk show version of The View, if you would. You know, it brings sort of Western situations or lifestyle and educates the Japanese people about them. So you could have anything from Richard Branson on the show to, you know, Bill Gates, you know, people just or people who design golf courses. And while I was there working on that show for 3 years, I really felt that there was a lack of foreign production knowledge or help towards foreigners who wanted to produce in Tokyo. And I had known a lot of commercial producers and production companies that had approached me in the past about, while I was living there, filming there. So I thought it was a great opportunity to start a production company and cater to those foreign companies that wanted to come over and film in Tokyo. So I did that. You know, I work directly with the ad agencies to partner with them, and my clients are really ad agencies or corporate high-end blue-chip clients to produce corporates, whether it's electronic press kits or, you know, viral videos, all different types of multifaceted footage. You know, it's so different. When I lived there, there was only really a very traditional way to advertise, and now there's so many different ways to advertise. You've got guerrilla advertising with advertising on buildings and trash cans, and there's a lot of viral videos, a lot of corporate things. Everything, you know, the new generation, everything, you know, is really in their face. They have such easy access to everything.
I know. I wonder how we ever survived without all this digital. It's wonderful because I think that we can be in more places than one because we have all this great knowledge coming out. Do you see, also, I see mobile apps becoming very popular. Do you see that also working in the area that you're doing at all?
Absolutely. I think mobile maps come hand in hand. You know, for example, if you right now try to, you know, go to, you know, HBO or ABC, sometimes if you're on an iPad, you actually can't view their TV shows or commercials that are sponsored through those TV shows without downloading a special app that they've created that, you know, helps it, like a Real Player, if you would, that helps watch, you know, that media content. So, you know, more and more as you download things onto, you know, you download applications virally, you know, even through the App Store, there are certain apps that you can download that give you better presence, faster media download. So I definitely see it being hand-in-hand.
Tell me about some of the feature films that you've done, because I noticed that you've done a few.
I have done. Well, my first film was a short film that Benicio del Toro directed and helped produce. That was submitted to the Venice Film Festival. And that kind of kick-started a little bit about me saying, okay, I think I can produce and do this. Since then, I've produced projects for Summertime Entertainment, Crystal Sky, E1, I'm in the process of doing a deal with. So, you know, I've done a Christmas movie. I've done an, a movie called Opposite Day, starring Ariel Winter and Pauly Shore. I did another movie called Beyond that I shot in Alaska, which was about a kidnapping that starred Dermot Mulroney and John Voight and Terry Polo, which was fantastic, directed by Joseph Resnick. And I recently got to work with the talented Sean McNamara, who did Soul Surfer, and you know, and Stephen Paul, who did all the Baby Geniuses brands. So that was really, you know, great. I kind of flipped back between long format and short.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite movies that you like to do? Are there particular ones that you like over others, or?
You know what? I like true stories, biographies, or history pieces. You know, or action thrillers. You know, I think that there's so many great people who have made their mark in history, and I'd love to be able to get, you know, their story more on screen in a different way that people would enjoy. You know, I love Cleopatra, the story of Cleopatra, and it would, you know, be fantastic to be able to do a different version of that. You know, I love the Bethany Hamilton story from Sean McNamara from Soul Surfer. You know, I like really good period pieces, you know, but,
uh-huh.
You know, I'm a true story girl, so I get inspired by other people.
Do you, when you do some of your films, do you enter them into film festivals?
Yeah, depending on, absolutely. I'm a big film festival person. I like going and seeing art house movies or indie independent films. Would definitely, you know, in the process of Blue Eye Pictures starting their feature division, would like to be able to submit that to Sundance Film Festival, Venice Film Festival, you know, South by Southwest, some of the great festivals that people go now and, you know, get the opportunity to show their movies and their work. Absolutely.
Yeah, I know my son and my daughter and son-in-law were just recently at the first one you said, the one
Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah, and they said it
in
was
Utah,
really great.
In Park City. That's fantastic. I think this was my 12th year going, and you know, I love seeing the themes and you know, I'm such a big supporter of the arts and independence, and I like seeing some of the movies that get made. You know, Sundance has become so commercial in a lot of ways that a lot of the movies that are in the festival have been pre-bought or get bought within the first couple of days from studios. So it's really interesting to see the trends every year and sort of what the theme of the festival is. This year it was, I felt like the theme was a lot about, you know, horror, you know, and you know, sex, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, that seems to... You know, one of the things, I was just discussing it with a friend of mine who writes scripts. One of the things I don't see on... You know, remember the Golden Girls? That show was so really famous for so long, and now I think Betty White is the only person living. But they never seem to do any... And yet there's so many people hitting the baby boomer stage. that there doesn't seem to be any more TV shows or things that relate to that age group. Do you see it coming? Or, I mean, there's so many reality shows, but none of them seem to be about the older generation.
I do see that coming. And, you know, excuse me. I see it coming. Well, firstly, I can't really compare reality. Reality is a completely different market than the primetime, you know, television episodics that I see, or movies of the week, or, you know, primetime TV shows. But I do see more and more a need for that type of material. And I believe that the studios are, you know, somewhat hitting that market. So I do see that coming. And, in fact, I see a network, I believe I read the other day, that is actually developing through cable specifically for health, wellness, and then a different generation, you know, the older generation, that, you know, TV shows. So I definitely think there is a market for it. And I think more and more we'll start seeing that.
Yeah, I'd like to see. In fact, I remember at this year's Academy Awards, one of the gals that won the Actress of the Year said it was wonderful to see that there are now opportunities for older actresses to have great parts. Because for
absolutely
a long time, there wasn't.
Love Kate Blanchett for saying that.
Right. Yeah, because there really wasn't. So that's nice, because I think some of the older actresses are just fabulous. But, you know, sometimes they end up having to play mothers or something like that. They don't really get key roles. What are some things you see coming up for your company?
Well, you know, we kind of go with the flow. My clients are ad agencies. So, you know, I see definitely from a commercial standpoint, you know, the West Coast is always about cars. So we're going to definitely see a lot more car campaigns in the West Coast. Right now, I see a lot of lifestyle campaigns. You know, if you watch the Super Bowl, you know, I really like the Bud Light spot with the horse.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
That was cute.
You know, comedy, you know, is always very fun. You know, but for the new, you know, market coming up, it really just depends. You know, advertising is all about trends. So we go with trends and what's existing at that moment. So I feel, you know, West Coast is about cars. Midwest, you know, you've got, you know, Chrysler is now there, and you've got a lot of, you know, products such as Procter & Gamble and Nestle's and, you know, a lot of food products. You know, East Coast, you know, I see a lot more technology things and website app commercials being promoted. So really it's just about the trend of the time. And as far as features, you know, we're really looking forward to launching our first feature this year as a Blue Eyed Pictures feature, and I'm very excited about that. It's going to be towards the latter part of the year. I'm currently producing a project with E1 right now and really working diligently to get that into production in May. So I think you'll see next year we'll be able to promote a lot more of the film projects.
Oh, wow. That's great. Well, you know, one of the things I think, like you were speaking of, like the Midwest or something, a lot of the companies, I mean, we don't have a lot yet, but we're moving more in women being presidents of corporations. A couple of years ago, I met the president of Kraft, who happens to be a woman. IBM now has a woman. So, you know, and they think outside the box and are, I think, creative to reach out and do new and innovative things. So having somebody creative like you to work with them, I think, would be very exciting.
Yeah, it's all about collaboration. So, you know, I'd be honored to work, you know, with more clients like that. Absolutely.
Do you still do a lot of things overseas, or?
Sure, we do. We were working with CW3PR, which is a PR firm. We were working on the Olympics, working with them on the opening ceremony, and also working with Procter & Gamble and Ralph Lauren, who designed, you know, the flag for the American team. So we do a lot of things abroad. You know, Russia was a lot of fun, and it took a lot of time this year. We're happy we got through the beginning first quarter with the Oscars, the Golden Globes, the Sundance Film Festival, South by Southwest is coming up. A lot of events going on that people need filming for and viral content. And then also the launch of all the new car campaigns on the West Coast. So we're happy to be taking a moment to be prepared for South by Southwest.
What is South by Southwest? I don't think I've ever heard of that.
You know, South by Southwest is a new festival. Sort of like a Sundance. The only difference is this festival. It usually it's a 2-week festival, and it's really music, film, and interactive, and it's like a conference and a festival held in Austin, and it's recently become very popular. Only because it combines music, interactive, and like I said, film and commercials. So a lot of people in advertising are using it as a launch to create new opportunity for advertising. There's an award show as well, just like, you know, Sundance and Venice and some of the independent film festivals. And it's really become, they call it SXSW, you know, but...
Where do they hold that?
In Austin, Texas.
Oh.
So it's always in Austin, and I believe it starts on the 10th of March.
Which is today.
Yeah, that is today. There you go. It starts off, I think they have Edward Snowden and Lena Dunham is a keynote. You know, they have conversations about eco-topics, trends about advertising. If I had to say something, you know, it's kind of like a huge trade show combined with music, film, and interactive, and they've made it into a festival where people can submit their work.
Oh, I'll have to let my friend know because she's written a couple scripts, and she also is into music, so she might be interested in knowing about that. Tell me, how can people find you and see what you do, and what are some of the things that you're reaching out to look for?
Well, they can always find us. We're Blue Eye Pictures is on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. We also have a great website, BLUEYED, blueeyedpictures.com. Even though it's pronounced blue-eyed, it's one E, BLUEYED, pictures.com. Most of the things that we do are, you know, aired on live television. So you can see a lot of our work, you know, or viral content through, you know, primetime stations like ABC, CBS, you know, NBC. We just did a great Bud Light Fan Zone application to promote the Super Bowl that was directed by Sean Patrick Fahey, who we represent. And that did really well. We've done Chevy, The Long Journey Home with Ziev Wasserman. You know, we've done Adidas with Eric Norin, just a variety. We have, you know, such great directors ranging from comedy, visual, you know, visual effects, dialogue, beauty. So really, we associate ourselves with a lot of great talent.
Do you work with cities and counties and things like that if they want to do some kind of a commercial too?
Yes, absolutely. We are actually in the process of working with the Beverly Hills Chamber of Commerce for the Beverly Hills Film Festival. I've also worked with Riverside, the city of Riverside. I mean, I'm promoting the historical train station and some of the historical buildings that they've restored and kind of done some stuff on their city websites. So really our clients are really advertising agencies, corporate clients, government, PR firms. You know, like I said, we can do anything from working in events where we send out crews to film and edit pieces, or we work with advertising agencies just strictly on advertising and executing commercials and attaching directors, hiring crew.
That's great. You know, the town that I live in, which is Menifee, we're in Riverside County, is only I think we're 6 years old. I'm thinking we're six. But we are the fastest growing town in Riverside County. Our city council, might be a great place for you because they're looking at you know, starting to show ways to market our city more. So they may be a great contact for you.
I would like that, absolutely. I know we did the groundbreaking for Il Soleil. There was a building that they had restored near the train station in Riverside. And I know
yeah,
we
that's
did
downtown. We're closer to Temecula.
Temecula, okay.
Yeah, so Menifee sits between Riverside is north and Temecula is south from us.
Okay.
But they're very close. Like the Riverside's probably 40 minutes. The Temecula's 30 minutes. That's kind of where we're at. But it's just
well,
an
Bobby,
idea.
Well, you're going to have to hook me up. You'll have to email
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
because
we have a lot of new developments going in. Everything is really growing. The other thing I wanted to ask you, do you ever speak for events?
I do speaking engagements and panels, absolutely. You know, sometimes at award shows I'll be asked to join a panel, whether it's the trends in advertising or, you know, sometimes I do talks at colleges like UCLA and USC about commercial production. I know that the advertising community, when they study and go for their degree, you know, they always have a good knowledge of how the advertising agency works, but I come in and talk about commercial production.
Well, that's
and how
good because I do a big women's conference every year. In fact, I'm getting ready to do this year's April 19th, and I have all my speakers. But what I was planning to do is when I do my conference this year is to already have in the lineup my speakers for the following year, and that one is going to be the end of April in 2015.
Well, God,
and it's done.
We'll talk
we
about
do it
that.
For,
you know,
we do
it sounds
for
really
the,
great. I'd love to hear more about it and be involved.
Yeah, we do. It's a project I do for the Menifee Valley Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
So if you go to www.wr and then NAFE.com, and you can click on the conference and you'll see what we're doing this year.
So do you work with National Association of Female Executives? Because
I'm actually
I'm a big supporter
the, I'm
of that.
The mid. I'm the Mid-Atlantic and Western Regional Coordinator for them. I've been 18 years with them.
They're such a great organization. I'm a member, and I really, really, you know, I've been featured in their magazine, and I'm a really big supporter of any kind of female executive or, you know, minority-owned, you know, company. I think it's such a hard time right now to, you know, and us girls, we need all the props we can get.
Yeah, well, actually, all my speakers this year that are speaking for the conference for the chamber are actually all NAFE members. I made sure I got that. But they're all, they speak all over the country, and they're all really great women that would be great women for you to know. In fact, my MC is a gal that is the highest paid speaker trainer in Australia, and she has many connections. So she would be somebody great for you to connect with, and she's wonderful. So
I would
really
like that.
Yeah, so look at it, Jamie, and if it's something you're interested in doing, call me and we can discuss it further. Because I think, well, the number thing is we're a growing area and we get a lot of people that come from different areas and they're starting businesses. So to have a resource like you, and especially being a woman business, I think it would be a great area to get known. I mean, LA, you're known in different areas, but these are the up and coming business, you know, areas.
Okay, yeah, I think that's always exciting to have, you know, be able to start there and, you know, communicate with people who are just starting as well. You know, because one of the things I remember 18 years ago when I started my company, I really looked to people for support and guidance, and it really actually helped me. I almost felt like I had my own little board of advisors.
Well, that's what
so
I say. Use them at your, use these people, like I always tell my NAFE members, use these people as your market research team. You know, they're out there, and NAFE members are always willing to help other NAFE. And one of the things I love, in all the years, NAFE's 41 years old, they've never raised their dues. It's only $39 a year to belong. And,
wow.
You know, and they do, they have so many, you know, they own Working Mother Media, Working Mother Magazine. So there's a lot more than just being, you know, part of NAFE. They're headquartered in New York. And there's so many, and then that's where I met a lot of the women. That would be something for you to look into next. Every year they do a top 50 women companies that hire women, and they do it. It's held in New York, and the top, you know, that's where the president of IBM comes, the president of Kraft, all these women who have moved up into high positions show up at this event, and they're the decision makers.
Well, I'd like to be involved, and we'll definitely talk more about it. And you know, like I said, I'm a big supporter of women and National Association for Female Executives. So, absolutely, sounds like you're involved and have put together a great women's conference.
Yeah, you sound so young to be in business 18 years. How did you get the idea to come into this to do this business?
Well, I was a childhood actress. And originally from Chicago, and my mother was a ballroom dancer, and she would take me on auditions, and I was lucky enough to, you know, perform and attend a performing arts high school. And I came out here originally for an audition. I moved here when I was 17, and I knew that I wanted to be in the entertainment industry. I was lucky enough to appear on Doogie Howser and The Trials of Rosie O'Neill and make some guest appearances on, you know, Beverly Hills 90210, and I realized that I really liked being behind the camera and putting things together. So I started working at Bruce Dorn Films and then working in accounting at a casting company and production company called GMS. Then I was offered a job at Summertime Entertainment and eventually went over to Touchstone, and which was on the Disney lot, and just realized that I really felt like I wanted to, at that time, pursue long format and put it all together. But after working at the studio for 4 years, I think I just realized that long format, I wanted to pursue it, but I wanted a little bit more of a corporate aspect to it. And a friend of mine worked at a commercial production company, and it really gave me a chance to work closely with advertising agencies and understand how they developed their creativity and work with copywriters and art directors and creative directors. And I realized, you know, that I could really work on set and execute really well. So I started working as a coordinator, a production manager with some of the biggest ad agencies, and eventually went on to produce a short film that won a Venice Film Festival, and went out to Tokyo for an interview, and voila, started my own company. So
you never know what's going to come. Right. You know, actually doing all those things you do have done have helped you understand the whole concept much better.
That's very true. And, you know, I like to think that I have an advantage that I know long format and short format, since both of them are approached a little bit differently.
Well, we're getting down to the end. I would like you to give them your website again and any last-minute words you want to leave. And I want to also, we'll schedule you again for so we can, you know, see how you're doing and what's going on when you get down.
Oh, I like that, Robbie. And definitely,
yeah, when you,
you
get
know,
down.
We'll connect about the women's conference and you know, and you know, keep in contact as well.
So give them your website again.
Okay, it's www.blueeyedpictures.com, B-L-U-E-Y-E-D, pictures with an S.com. And you can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You know, we're very social media driven. So check out our latest commercials and stay tuned for that blue, keep your blue eye out for our, you know, new feature film.
Okay, Jamie. We've been talking with Jamie Natella, N-A-T-E-L-L-A, the CEO of Blue Eyed Pictures. And check her out because her background is incredible. And I'm just excited to be able to meet you personally.
Me too, Robbie.
Okay, so we'll talk. On that site I gave you is my phone number, so coordinate with me and let's talk about that. So when I do my conference, I can already tell them about you for the following year.
You got it.
Sounds good.
Okay,
all right,
have
dear.
A beautiful
Thank you.
Day. It's funny
sorry,
here,
I couldn't
so
get
hopefully
into
it's funny
my,
over there, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't get into my thing, but I don't know what's going on with my computer today. It says you've got to stay on vacation. You're still on vacation one more day or something. All right, darling.
Well, have
Thank
a great
you.
Afternoon, and hopefully everything will work out.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye, Robbie. Bye-bye.